We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, one thing that I keep coming back to, we're going to get into what a former player said. You know, for a little while, maybe 5-8 years or so, many were shouting, after Ben Roethlisberger's retires, after Ben Roethlisberger's done, really going to find out how great a coach Mike Tomlin is. And you paid attention to those people to varying degrees. We're living it. We're in it right now. You are finding out whenever. And look, you can only do what you do with your players, like how good your players are. But there is a plus-minus ratio. I don't know how big it is, but it's bigger than zero on how much a coach can affect a game. Like yesterday, Packers had so much better talent than the Patriots did. Belichick kept them in that game. Mm-hmm. He absolutely kept them in that football game because of how good of a coach he was. A lesser coach gets their doors blown off, I think, by Green Bay yesterday.
For sure.
And what we're seeing now is I don't think Tomlin is affecting the game in a positive in his staff. I don't.
Not on game day, certainly.
Nope.
And I think, you know, a lot like we talked about to start the show way back at 6 o'clock this morning, the next 13 weeks or 14 weeks, 13 games will tell us a lot about what Kenny Pickett is as an NFL quarterback, whether he's one of those guys that can will you to victories or he's just another guy playing quarterback in the NFL. I think we'll learn a lot over the next 14 weeks about what Mike Tomlin is in the post-Roethlisberger era.
Dunkin', the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Stop and get one today. Feeling a little autumnal out there. Go grab a Dunkin'. Morning After Show, sponsored by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding, Supply Center, and Workers' Rights Law Group. Treated unfairly at work. Call 83-DIAL-KYLE. So, Juju feels as if he was treated unfairly in his time in Pittsburgh, maybe. Or maybe he has just gone to the other side and things are so great. Melissa Stark was on that Sunday Night Football broadcast, and she relayed a story in which she talked to Juju, and Juju had something really enlightening to say. Go.
Juju Smith-Schuster told me this week, it is awesome to have an offensive minded coach in Andy Reid. He has learned more in these last few months in Kansas City than he did in all 5 years in Pittsburgh.
Whoa.
Reid makes you see the whole field. He answers the why. He gets you to understand how to read defenses. And he said one of the coolest things that Reid does before every game, he says, just let your personality out. He said there's nothing better than a coach could say.
All right, there we are.
Whoa.
So you got it. Yeah, that was LeVar Arrington's feed that we took it off of. So that was LeVar going, whoa, which is spectacular. So all that said, you got to take a giant grain of salt with anything you take from Juju and take those down simultaneously. But I think this one you got to pay attention to. It's a first-person account. Well, it's second person, I guess. It's from Melissa Stark, but she took it straight from Juju. It's coming from him, and it's recent. It's not like it's 10 years past and he's recollecting something. And is it sour grapes? I don't know. He said he wanted to be a Steeler for life, so there's that. And you never could, I don't think. This is another thing. He wasn't at odds with coaches, and you can never question Juju's effort when he was a Steeler,
mm-hmm.
at least for me. He went after it on game day and busted his ass.
Mm-hmm.
That should probably open some people's eyes that maybe the offensive staff with people without a deep pedigree, something ain't working here in Pittsburgh. With the play callers. Now, you go right to one of the best all time in Andy Reid, but still, to knock your former team like that, maybe the truth hurts.
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, what did he actually learn whenever he was here? And I know this is on a way lower level, but whenever I was in Houston my rookie year, and then the next year I went to New England, I learned a lot more. You know, I learned how offenses ran and how you see things differently and how, you know, you can get on the same page with your quarterback, with your offensive line, and the different positions that other guys do and why they do things. Like, sometimes it really does come down to coaching, and I just question who was actually Juju learning from. Nobody, really.
Yeah, and now he's learning from not from Spagnuolo, it's the other side of the ball, but he's learning from Andy Reid that you can delegate to guys like Bieniemy and Spagnuolo and still be confident in your role in the organization, which, again, while on the defensive side of the ball, Tomlin has been more than comfortable enough to bring in Flores and Austin, what has he done for the offensive side of the ball, which isn't his side, his specialty anyway?
Right.
I mean, and so you're right. We go from the final year or two of Haley to Randy Feuchner to Matt Canada, and Juju's gone by the Canada point, but at what point did he learn? At what point has this offense been placed in hands that you go, ooh, okay, this will lift up the level of the talent that is on the offense to do more than maybe they're even capable of?
Even with his individual coaches, too. Like, right. Where is his receiver coaches? Well, what is he really learning?
To that point, if I would have told you when there was an opening that the offensive line coach at Alabama was named Doug Marrone, and you could have him come in and play call plays, or Matt Canada, who just totally failed in the SEC, come in and call plays, or Coach Randy come in and call plays. And Marrone at one point was a play caller with the Jaguars and with the New Orleans Saints and was a head coach in the NFL. Why wouldn't you it wasn't that they didn't get him. We never even heard rumblings. And that's just one guy, but we never heard rumblings of the Steelers trying to bring him in. And you hear Dulac. That's one thing Dulac, he reports to a T that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Every guy that gets an interview that walks in that building, it gets leaked to Jerry Dulac. We know that as fact, and Jerry's a hell of a reporter in that regard with when those interviews happen. He gets every single person that is interviewed there. If Marrone would have been interviewed, we would have known about it. Why did they just settle for two guys in Canada and in Randy who were already there, and you never even heard that Doug Marrone walked in there and interviewed? Mm-hmm. Why? Why?
Because Mike Tomlin wanted a guy who could come in that he could tell, hey, don't throw the ball in the middle of the field, protect the football, and they would just say yes.
Yeah.
Todd Haley was not a yes guy. Todd Haley was I'm Todd Haley guy, and I'm going to call the offense that I want to call. And yeah, I'm going to run the ball a little bit more because the owner might say that, but I'm also going to do what I think is best. And he had a hard-headed personality. Mike Tomlin didn't want another hard-headed personality. Bruce Arians, same kind of thing. Both those guys were going to do things their way. Mike Tomlin probably didn't like that all too much.
Funny that the guy who tells you how iron sharpens iron all the time doesn't want any sort of iron sharpening iron conflict within the coaches.
Right? You know, it used to be a narrative that I thought that people were just pushing, and it was something that was fashionable to say or cool to say, and people jumped on it because they heard from other people. And then they jumped on that same thing and just repeated it and parroted it. But it really is starting to be like that Mike Tomlin, and insecure is the wrong word, but he lacks an ability or doesn't want to have an atmosphere where anybody challenges, not his authority, but his ability to, in case they do well, sort of gain any of the acclaim in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how you could see it otherwise at this point. There is nobody who is on the Steelers staff that looks like, and this is veins through it. It's why his coaching tree is as straight as a road through Oklahoma. You look at him, and nobody has aspirations to say, look, I'm just going to be there a little bit, and bang, I'm going to be the offensive coordinator somewhere. Bang, I want to be a head coach somewhere. And at some point, it stops being coincidence.
And how many people around the league, when it comes time for the coach hiring cycle to start back up again in January, February, right? How many people look around the league and go, you know where we got to find one? I bet Tomlin has an assistant. No.
Mm-hmm.
They know the Carl Dunbars of the world and the Keith Butlers before him and the Randy Feuchners. Those guys, they have no desire to go anywhere. And furthermore, there's no interest in bringing them in because they're not bringing any new or fresh ideas with them.
Okay, let's play hindsight right now. So say, you know, Matt Canada doesn't make it at the end of the year. He gets fired. Is this a sexy job for a coordinator out there?
It is. Like,
would you want this job?
Absolutely, but do the Steelers want that guy?
Right.
Right.
That's the whole rub.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I said before both of those guys were hired, why is Doug Marrone not? And look, Doug Marrone isn't going to set the world on fire. He's not.
But he knows offense.
But he was Jacksonville's head coach.
Yes.
He was the play caller for the New Orleans Saints for 3 years. He was a guy that was the tight ends coach and did things for Tennessee for a while. Mm-hmm. Why would you not at least bring him in and say, hey, what do you think you can do with our organization? Can you help us out? Some of it might have to do with Mr. Rooney, too, not paying these guys enough. And he'll say, why would I want to come there? I'm coaching Tennessee. We win every game 52-10. We beat the hell out of people, and I'm making $1 million to be a position coach.
Right.
Like, this is fun. But then he winds up, he did take the offensive line coach in New Orleans, where he is now. So he did want to get out of there and get back in the league. Again, that's just one guy.
Right,
Marone,
I know what you, I see what you're doing, what you're saying.
But he's that NFL guy. And even if he doesn't have aspirations to be a head coach again or whatever, he sure as hell is more proven than Matt Canada.
Right, and I also look at it from this perspective. When you ask the question, would you want to come here as a coordinator? Sure, I like the idea of working with a young quarterback in Kenny Pickett. I like the idea of working with George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth and maybe getting more out of Najee Harris than they've gotten out of him to this point and building an offensive line maybe in the middle of that offensive unit. But how do I know that I'm going to end up elevating my stature and ending up anywhere else? Or if I start to elevate my stature, am I going to get run off like Arians? Am I going to get run off like Haley? Am I just going to be left there to stagnate for years? Hey, it's not a bad job, offensive coordinator of the Pittsburgh Steelers, but if I'm a young, up-and-coming guy, or I'm a guy who used to be a head coach who's looking to sort of reset my career, a Bill O'Brien type, for example, and I'm not saying they should hire, I'm just using him as an example, you know,
I'd hire Bill O'Brien in a minute.
I'd
listen
to it.
And don't act like Brian Flores isn't part of this. He has the biggest asterisk next to him ever. He isn't somebody that falls into the category I'm speaking of. He doesn't buck that trend because the Pittsburgh Steelers were about his only landing spot. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, he wouldn't be in the league right now.
Correct.
He'd be chilling.
Like, working for the Steelers as a coordinator or an assistant is attractive unless you're looking to move on to be a head coach.
And not everybody thinks that way, though. But not everybody wants to be a head coach. Not every coach, never every coordinator and every position coach wants
fair.
To be there.
That is a fair point.
And I think that that's who they look for. Who don't have aspirations of being a head guy and are okay and content of being a coordinator or position coach.
If you're going to hire those kind of guys, which is fine with me, that's also okay with me, they better be Dick LeBeau. You better be great. You better not give us reserved, not wanting to move up the totem pole guys and then those guys just not be good.
Uh-huh.
Go get Norm Chow. Like I tell you all the time, where's Norm Chow?
Did we ever deduce if Norm Chow's still alive?
Yeah, he's like 75. Okay, he's good. Coaching like the Rain Fire or something like that. Let's go.
Norm Chow.
Give me Norm Chow.
Yeah. Hey.
Anyway. But Matt Canada was never going to be it. He just was never going to be. Again, it rings true. We talked about this for 5 years. Some people talked about it for 10 years. You're going to find out all about what Tomlin's all about as soon as Roethlisberger walks out that door. It's only 4 games. I get it. But we're living it.
Mm-hmm.
It is here. It's happening right now. Sometimes you don't realize things until you get on the other side of them,
and you have
an inability to realize them as you're in it. We're in it.
Oh, yeah.
Deep. We are in it right now. This is what Mike Tomlin is. He got coached off the field. Tomlin, Flores, Austin got coached off the field by the Jets offensive staff yesterday. They used two backs. They killed the middle of the field, and they did it with a guy that was running around like Fran Tarkenton.
Who was a rookie last year, hasn't played this year, and a rookie head coach.
And cranks old ladies.
Well, good
on him.
Zach Wilson, not necessarily so bad being Zach Wilson these days, huh?
You know?
He can really sling it.
That's what they said.
That's what the women said. Jesus. Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. So much more going on. We go over our picks. How do we do this week? Probably not good. Jason Luck Confora. But Kansas is still undefeated. My gosh, they're 5-0.
Yeah, credit to Crowley.
Uh-huh. Jason Luck Confora, he joins coming up at 9:30. Right now, Window Nation, there for you all the time. Listen, it's getting cold. Definitely getting cold. You want to make sure to get those great windows in your house. Window Nation has them for you. You got to take care of those energy bills. Lower your energy bills, raise the value of your home. New energy efficient Window Nation windows. Plus, you pay nothing and no interest until 2025. The longer you have those old drafty windows, the more money you're wasting on your heating and cooling bills. Over time, Window Nation has saved their customers over $60 million on their energy bills. There's nothing worse than making those bills out or paying them online each month and looking at it and go, my gosh, I'm spending this much money to heat my home. Well, spend less. Get in touch with Window Nation right now. Comprehensive lifetime warranties on the entire window, including the glass. And that is gigantic in the window industry. Not everybody offers that. So you get in touch today and do it, like I said, right now. 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. WindowNation.com. Buy two windows, get two for free. No minimum, no maximum. Do it now. WindowNation.com.
Steelers lose to the Jets 24-20. Jason Lock on four are coming up at the bottom of the hour. Listen on your Odyssey app. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly. We're going to get to Jason LaConfora in just one moment. There's that. Let's go over our picks from last week. How do we do?
We all did the same. We all went 2-2-1. Crowley was the only one, to his credit, to call the Kansas outright win over Iowa State. None of us, I don't think, had Georgia Tech winning outright, straight up, but... we all had them covering at the very least, so we all got that one. We all pushed on Bills-Ravens. Philly-Jacksonville, Colin, you and Dorn had the Eagles covering. Crowley and I went the wrong way on that one, and I was the only one to call the Jets, so there we go. We all went 2-2-1. Crowley still in the lead.
Okay, so there's that. Not bad. Time right now, 9:28. Time to call. Brought to you by Shendorovich, Shendorovich & Fishman. Call 888-98-TWINS. Jason LaConfora in just... one moment. We talked to Jason, and we're excited for that. That's coming up next. And I tell you right now about Armstrong Comfort Solutions. They are there for you. Licensed technicians are going to respond in rapid time to get out there to fix that. Anything you got going on with your furnace, your HVAC system, they'll get there. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing, they'll get out there and take care of that plumbing. So you give them a call today or book an appointment online, armstrongcomfort.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
On the line right now, Odyssey NFL insider Jason Luckin for Insider Calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Look for a car. Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, get it delivered. Also here, Jason with Brian Baldinger in the Huddle podcast. Search In the Huddle on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Jason, a good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everybody there?
Oh, Pittsburgh's great. I'm telling you, it's just a ball of fire this morning. Yeah. So Tomlin's decision to go to Kenny Pickett. Too early, too late, right time. What are your thoughts on all this?
I don't know if there's a way to sort of script it or to massage it perfectly. You're looking at a head coach who's never really, like, think of all the different things, challenges, hurdles Mike Tomlin has faced and overcome. Different personalities he's had to juggle, different injury situations, different roster situations, different egos. But he hadn't really navigated this one yet, right? I mean, when he got there, Ben is an ascending player, and yeah, he's got early limitations, but he certainly shows enough winning a Super Bowl under the other guy, you know, our buddy Coach Cowher, that he didn't have to he never really had to worry about bleeding in a novice quarterback. He didn't have to sort of weigh the pros and cons of on a drive-to-drive, week-to-week, month-to-month basis, what's best for the franchise, what's best to win games right now, how do I juggle these dual responsibilities of trying to win right now, but also making sure that there's enough reps and enough competitive situations going on around this rookie, even if in my best laid plans, we don't see him for months or most of the year because we're winning with the other guy. So I wasn't sure what the pendulum, you know, how it was going to swing. I wasn't sure how good or bad the offense would look. But I kept coming back to sort of 4 to 6 weeks. And, like, I think, you know, that given – the construct of this, Trubisky's probably doing this into October. And if it's not going well, and we now are pretty much at what I guess used to be the quarter pole, now they're playing one more game, or thereabouts, and it isn't showing signs of improvement, it isn't up to snuff, then you're going to have to play the kid and kind of – I'm not going to say that you're not waving the white flag, but you have to eventually be willing to enter a different mind space, headspace that he's been in before, which is you're playing someone at the most important position in all football who's never done it before at that level, and you're doing that out of a choice, not out of something that was foisted upon you because Ben got hurt.
Jason, you know, Kenny in his post-game comments, he alluded to him not getting any reps and barely having any preparation in practice, you know, this past week and throughout this, you know, the start of the season. Yep. Do you find an issue with that? Should he have gotten some reps just in case of the situation that happened at hand being thrown in a fire at halftime?
I'm not surprised because that's not like what Mike Tomlin did is not in any way unusual. And especially for Mike Tomlin, it's the most normal thing in the world because, again, he hasn't really navigated this before. If we still think we're a team that has enough on defense and enough pieces around here that a veteran quarterback makes the most sense for us to try to win this next game, then we're going to do everything we can to try to help that veteran quarterback improve in this area or that area, to help our offense improve in this area or that area, because obviously it needed to improve, to try to manifest all that against the Jets. So, I mean, would some teams have given the first-round pick a little bit more reps than, like, whatever pick it got? I mean, maybe. But I don't think this is something that Tomlin in any way sort of wanted or embraced. I think he did it because there became a point in his head at halftime of that game where he's like, okay, I can't watch this anymore. Like, I've now given this a long enough period of time to where I'm not seeing what I need to see. So even though this other person hasn't had that prep, maybe his presence, his shot of adrenaline, you know, everybody watching him experience this will bring out something better in this offense and will spark this team to try to find a way to score one more point than the friggin' New York Jets. But now that he has done that, I don't think there's any going back, and I can't fathom a scenario in which every single snap from here on out in practice goes to Kenny Pickett.
12 plays over 6.5 minutes. 11 plays 80 yards over 6.5 minutes in Cleveland. A pair of 10 and 11 play drives yesterday in the fourth quarter. That's what the Steelers' defense has done in the fourth quarter this year, Jason, at least in the last three games, each of which they've lost. Is it as simple as chalking it up to, well, there's no T.J. Watt?
Well, I think the first 3 weeks I would have chalked some of it up to, boy, it feels like they're on the field a lot, and maybe they don't totally have their sea legs under them. That is a team that runs a pretty tough camp, and they were having, you know, a hell of a time sustaining drives when they had the ball. So I think if you ask people in that building after the Browns loss, what's wrong with your defense, the thing I sort of heard the most was, well, they've been on the field a hell of a lot of time, and hopefully, you know, we can recalibrate a little bit with these 9 or 10 days or whatever before they play again. And then obviously, yeah, there were some late game issues there again. And they've never won without T.J. Watt, right? When he's injured, they don't win.
0-7 or whatever it is,
yeah,
right? 0-7.
So he is obviously, I mean, it's not rocket science. He's a perennial defensive MVP candidate. He is incredibly important. But it shouldn't, you know, I mean, it shouldn't be as simple as that. And I don't know that it is as simple as that. Just, oh, they didn't have what? It didn't come together. But it's certainly a trend. And it's a trend for some other teams in this conference as well. And until you buck it, I think it does get in your seep in your subconscious a little bit. And guys, knowingly or not, start to expect the worst, or somebody's worried that somebody's going to blow a gasket and blow a coverage or have a miscommunication or have a brain fart, and then sure enough, it ends up happening.
Jason, the Steelers obviously going with Kenny Pickett yesterday. Deontay Johnson says after the game, maybe a little slip up by him, that they're in the midst of a rebuild right now. Is this what national people expected of the Steelers this year, for them to be a team that at the bye week you could be looking up at 2-6 or 1-7?
Well, I think I kind of go back to where I started, which is for Mike Tomlin, he was going to have to get himself to a mental calculation that he's never embraced before or had embraced before. that, okay, this quarterback who you don't know what anybody can do up here until they do it, right? Mm-hmm. Like even we've seen, look, there's a guy I know who went first overall a few years ago who played in this division for a bunch of years, you know what I mean? And like, I don't know that we still know what the hell Baker Mayfield is. It's not good. So whatever you think of the college pedigree, it's a different game. It's a different set of realities. It's not the NFL. So for him to get to a point in time where it's like he would never use the word rebuild, but that's what it is. I mean, it's the quarterback who was there for 20 years is gone. The GM who was there even longer than that is gone. It's, you know, then you lose Watt on top of that. Like, yeah, I think a mental roadblock, whatever, I don't think that's a scenario that Mike Tomlin, the competitor, could ever embrace unless we hit a point in a game where he's like, I got to play this other card. Jason. And then again, once you play that card, right, then that is a different signal. You are in a different place as a franchise, and you need to start embracing the idea that this isn't just about this Sunday. It's about getting this most important player on our roster now, playing the most important position on our roster, to a point where by this time next year, this organization is in a much better place. By the end of this year, this organization feels like it's in a better place in terms of the state of its offense than what we've become accustomed to considering Pittsburgh Steelers offensive football for the last 3 years.
Jason Luckin for our Odyssey NFL Insider. Jason, thank you much. We'll talk to you
next
week.
Always my pleasure, gents.
Absolutely. Insider Call is brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. He brought up Kevin Colbert. You know what Kevin's up to these days? I'm a buddy. This is a fabulous story. It's not fabulous. It's just regular man Kevin Colbert. Buddy of mine. He's a workout buddy of mine. He's a policeman in the North Hills. And he said he gets a call, and he goes, and he said, this is from this house. And the guy says, this dog was walking around. It's a really nice golden retriever dog walking around our property. Guy stops. He's my buddy. It's a policeman. He pulls up. Kevin Colbert standing in the driveway holding this golden retriever. He goes, oh, hey, how you doing? And he didn't recognize him at first. He said, okay, do you want me to take the dog? He goes, nah, just I'll give you a call, see if you can find the owner, whatever. So my buddy microchips, you know, they do that wand or whatever. There's no chip or whatever. They make it back to the police station. He said it's about like 5-6 hours later, he calls the number. Hello, how you doing? Hey, it's Kevin. Hey, the owner called and said they got the dog. Oh, you need me to take it out to them? They want to stop by the house. Well, how do you want to handle this? Said, Kevin Colbert, dog catcher. Well, this dog's really nice. Heck, I'd keep it if she'd let me. It's super nice. I'd give it some water. That's what Kevin Colbert's up. Yep, he don't need Mitch Trubisky strife. He's sitting there on his front porch petting a golden retriever that walked off from the other neighborhood.
He probably didn't even watch the game.
Nah.
He got out just in time.
Yes, sir. But he's standing there in the driveway just holding this golden. Oh, it's a nice dog.
That sounds about
right.
I'll
hang on to it as long as you need me to.
I'm going to name this one Ben.
Yes.
I like that name.
Right. I'm going to name him Paul Amalu. First name Paul, last name Amalu. Anyway, epic ending coming up in just a couple minutes here. Fan Morning Show.
Steelers lost to the Jets yesterday 24-20. Kenny Pickett, he made his debut, 2 rushing touchdowns, 3 interceptions. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
All right, on our way out of here in just a minute or so, big thanks to everybody for joining us today. Going to be a wild show. All wild shows the rest of the day and in through the week. Whew, Steeler doldrums. It feels like. Let's hit our epic ending. Come on. What did we learn today? Doran?
I learned that, you know, we like to talk about the skilled players. We like to talk about the quarterbacks, and especially for the Eagles, who we just said that they might be the best team in the NFL. I mean, they're an undefeated team. Jalen Hurts is playing very well. But listen to this. Lane Johnson, Jason Kelce, Landon Dickerson, he's not my cousin, Those are three offensive linemen for the Philadelphia Eagles. Listen to this stat. They had 90 pass blocking snaps against the Jaguars. They had zero sacks, zero pressures, zero hurries, and zero quarterback hits.
My gosh.
Now, we said that, you know, we want to say that they are the best team in the NFL, so looks like they might be.
That's pretty good.
All right, Chris.
I learned that when we did odds and ends on Friday, I went back and checked, only one person predicted that Kenny Pickett would have more than zero snaps. Adam Crowley.
Good job.
I thought Mitch would get hurt.
Good job by you.
No, I mean, you could have taken more credit than that.
That's all right. What do you got?
I learned that Antonio Brown has a third leg.
There you are.
Oh, my God.
I learned yesterday, as I was walking past the police escort for the Jets and the officials, that there was an Allegheny County Sheriff car that pulled in. A guy got out of the car that's an Allegheny County Sheriff that was a head taller than any of the players and just jacked. He was the most jacked policeman I've ever seen. I was like, my gosh, that guy I would not fool with. With a little intel this morning, Doran and I found out his name. Do not mess with a man named Daryl Smith.
No, don't.
Who is an Allegheny County Sheriff. He is the most impressive looking dude in a uniform I've ever seen in my life.
Yep.
I was like, holy heck, yesterday. Get out of the way. He was guarding the football players. You know how tough you got to be?
To guard football players.
Yes. Yeah. Daryl Smith. Don't fool with him. Allegheny County Sheriff. Next, what do we got? What do you got, Doran?
Two sacks for 80 tonight.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I don't know who will win, but the score will be 20-16.
There you go. The under, my man. Mm-hmm. I've got Cooper Kupp over 100 yards and a touchdown.
High time for a current or former player of the Pittsburgh Steelers to pop off on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
It is time. Let's go. Let's go on a Monday. Popping off, creating the story for tomorrow. I'm feeling it. Let's get out of here. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. For a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, great service too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet. Partly cloudy, high in the 60s.
That's the weather.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.